Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
TV shows live or die by keeping audiences coming back for more, and a mystery does that better than anything. But a few of them have actually answered their big mysteries without the vast majority of audiences ever even realizing it. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 8 TV mysteries you didn't know were revealed. 8. Who put the buttons on Nell's eyes? The Haunting of Hill House. Mike Flanagan's The Haunting of Hill House was a brilliant slice of horror TV, landing on Netflix in 2018 and immediately becoming one of the most talked about shows of the time. By the time of the series' 6th episode, it's the funeral service of Nell Crane Vance. Having spent her childhood being haunted by the Bent Neck Lady, the prior episode revealed how Nell was the Bent Neck Lady and had been tormenting her younger self. As the Crane family gather round to pay their respects to their fallen member, the lights briefly go out, and Nell has buttons placed over her eyes by the time the power kicks back in, but it's never explained how those buttons got there. However, the answer to this mystery was revealed during an interview that Carla Gugino did with BuzzFeed. She's the one who played Olivia in Hill House. It was the spirit of Olivia who had placed the buttons on Nell's eyes as a way to bring peace to her daughter. 7. Who was the sperm donor for Jan's baby? The Office. In terms of revelations, this mystery is the most recent to be solved. Taking to their Office Ladies podcast, The Office stars Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey revealed that the sperm donor who Jan used to get pregnant was none other than Andy Roddick. Yes, the US tennis player. Fischer and Kinsey, who played Pam and Angela respectively, detailed that a scene was actually written to reveal Roddick as Jan's baby daddy. But that said scene was ultimately removed from the script by the time shooting got underway, on what was the final episode of Season 4. The reason why Andy Roddick was chosen by The Office was interesting. It was down to how the US Open winner was close friends with Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight, and would often visit his pal on set. 6. Did the Russian make it out of the woods? The Sopranos. For 7 seasons, The Sopranos was the biggest thing on TV. While the series had many pivotal characters who were mainstays of the show's 7 years, one particular character has gone down in legend, despite only appearing in 2 episodes. That character is, of course, the Russian, aka Valerie. Season 3's Pine Barrens episode starts out as one of the most entertaining episodes of The Sopranos' 86 outings. At the core of that offering is Valerie, a Russian who Paulie and Christopher kill and take out to the middle of a snowy wood in order to dispose of the body. The catch here is that the Russian is somehow still alive when the trunk is popped open. Getting the better of his 2 rivals, Valerie heads off into the distance, only then to be shot in the head by Paulie. Again though, the Russian somehow gets back on his feet and makes his escape. It's never explained in The Sopranos whether Valerie ultimately survived all of this, yet show creator David Chase revealed later that the Russian did indeed live. There was a scene where Valerie would return in the final season, shown as a janitor who had suffered brain damage from his battle with Paulie and Chris. The Russian had been rescued by a Boy Scout group after the War of Pine Barrens. 5. What happens to Homer's half-brother, Herb? The Simpsons. While The Simpsons is very much about the Simpsons, one major part of the show's continued success is the great array of supporting players, often seen in Springfield and beyond. But there are also those who appear in 1, maybe 2 episodes and make a monumental impression. Case in point, Herb Powell. Introduced in Season 2's Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Herb is a half-brother who Homer never knew he had. And ka-ching, turns out Herb is rich. Although he then loses his fortune shortly after learning he is a Simpson. The following season, Herb would pop up in Brother, Can You Spare Two Dimes? Where a broke Herb turns to Homer for help in getting back on his feet. By the end of that episode, the Danny DeVito-voiced Powell was up again, having created a baby translating device that made him some of his fortune back. To most fans of The Simpsons, though, Herb was never seen or heard from again. But that's where you'd be wrong, because we do get a brief update on Herb Powell in the series' 24th season, when a call is made to him to discuss becoming the guardians to Bart, Lisa, and Maggie should anything happen to Homer and Marge. What we learn is Herb is once again poor, which causes Homer and Marge to hang up on him. 4. Did Mr. Turner make it? Boy Meets World. For a spell, Boy Meets World was one of the most popular shows on TV. One of the show's most beloved supporting characters was Mr. Turner, the cool teacher we all wish we had during our school days. Not only that, but Mr. Turner was such a stand-up dude, he would even go on to foster Sean for a spell. However, the last time Mr. Turner was seen was in the show's fourth season, where he was in a hospital bed after suffering terrible injuries after a motorcycle crash. Skip ahead to 2014, and the character would turn up in the spin-off show Girl Meets World, confirming that he had survived his ordeal and actually went on to marry one of the nurses who looked after him. However, the mystery behind Mr. Turner's fate had actually been revealed way before Girl Meets World, but many completely missed it. In the final episode of Boy Meets World's fifth year, the brief return of Lee Norris's Stuart Minkus saw that character call out to an off-screen, unseen Mr. Turner, confirming that Johnny T had indeed made it out alive from his hospital stay. 3. The Pineapple Conundrum. How I Met Your Mother. The pineapple incident is the 10th episode of How I Met Your Mother, but it threw up a mystery that would run through all 9 of the show's seasons. In this outing, we have a few opening minutes where Ted hits the bar hard, then blacks out. When he wakes up, he finds an unknown brunette in his bed, a pineapple on his nightstand, and has a sprained ankle and a burned coat. From there, we see Ted speak to his buddies to retrace his steps. He had learned that the brunette girl is named Trudy, that he injured his ankle falling off a table while singing karaoke, and that his burnt coat was caused by Barney, who thought Ted was on the phone to Robin. But that pineapple, well, that was the one story left unsolved. This incident would be referenced sporadically throughout the rest of the series, often by Marshall, yet How I Met Your Mother wrapped up without giving a solid answer to this question. After the show finished, though, BuzzFeed was given exclusive access to a deleted Season 9 seed that finally gave closure to this most unresolved of plot threads. It was revealed that drunk Ted found the pineapple outside the captain's townhouse and took it home, with the captain leaving a pineapple outside all his properties as a symbol of hospitality. 2. What really happened to Ben? Friends. If you watched the final 3 seasons of Friends, you could be forgiven for forgetting Ross even had a son. Of course, Ross and his ex-partner Carol were the parents of young Ben, as eventually played by current Riverdale fave Cole Sprouse. But by the show's 8th season, Ross's firstborn child largely vanished entirely. Even before Ross and Rachel had their daughter Emma, appearances from Ben were few and far between. Then, once Emma was born, Sprouse's character only appeared one more time, before completely disappearing. There were a handful of name drops to Ben throughout the rest of the show's 10-year run, yet it was never explained what exactly happened to him and why we weren't seeing him more. Fans have long speculated that Ross's jarringly terrible parenting skills meant that he had lost all access to Ben, although that's definitely more dark fan theory than dark fan fact. 2019 finally gave audience some semblance of an answer as to why Ben disappeared, however, with Jane Sibbett and Jessica Hecht, who played the kids' mums, revealing to Comedy Central that the youngster was actually shipped off to a British boarding school. And number 1, Penny's last name is The Big Bang Theory. Before wedding Leonard and becoming Penny Hofstadter, Kaley Cuoco's character on The Big Bang Theory was simply known as Penny. No last name, no middle name, no hints of any name. Just Penny. Even once time was called on The Big Bang Theory in 2017, after an impressive 12 seasons, fans still had zero idea what Penny's maiden name ever was, to the point that some of her co-stars have talked about how they were never privy to the last name of this show's staple. The answer to this major mystery was seemingly revealed, though, with the Works song Nanocluster showing a box with the name Penny Teller on it. Given how the minds behind The Big Bang Theory named Sheldon and Leonard after legendary TV producer Sheldon Leonard, it may well be that the Penny Teller name was a tip of the hat to the magical duo of Penn and Teller. Adding further credence to this theory, Big Bang's producers were clearly fans of Penn and Teller because Teller would play Amy's father in the show's final season.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.